the Perek Kisei Adam. So it's you saw this Gemara. I figured connected to the beginning of the Perek. So the Gemara is talking about Daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis, the Din of Rabbi Zeira. The Rabbi Zeira says Hashochid Tzarech Sheitein Afar Lamata VeAfar Lamala. The requirement of Kisei Adam is the one who's shechting has to place dirt below the blood and dirt above the blood. And he quotes a pasuk Shenemar. It says V'Shafach Hasdama V'Chisa BeAfar. Afar lo nemar ela biafar. Not afar, but biafar means enveloped in the dirt. Melamed shochet tzarech sheitein afar lamata v'afar lamala. You have to place dirt both below and above the dam. So you guys saw the Tosos, Dio Maschil, tzarech sheitein afar. So there's interesting machlokus between Tosos and Rashi. Tosos writes that afar shelamala mitzvah sheitein hu. It's a mitzvah to place dirt on top of the blood. D'ha kiseo v'nisgala pater. Let's say you cover it. And then the wind exposed it. You pater milchasos. You don't have to recover it. Gemara later on. V'kiseo haruach v'nizgala chayv lechasos. But let's say the wind covers it, and then it gets exposed again. Then you have to cover it again. Aval afar shelimata, the dirt that's below, ein tzarech sheitein hu imyesh afar. There's no requirement to place dirt below. If there already is dirt there, hare hikiilu nasan hu v'hafar. It says if you had placed the dirt there on your own, and you're fine. There's no need to do any ma'aser. If it's dirt, then you could leave it as is. V'ha damrin la'el b'perek beis daf lamin aleph d'mizamne l'chula b'kata hayinu b'makum shahaya karka kasha. It does say that they had to designate some dirt, and they put the dirt down first before doing shechita. That's because it's on top of a karka kasha, where it's hard dirt, where you couldn't, wouldn't absorb the blood. So haya chofer mishum debeinan sheya afar tichach, that kisei dam has to be with soft dirt. So afar tichach, they made it softer, they put soft dirt there. But if there's already soft dirt, there's no din of putting afar lamata. That's what Tosas writes. But then he quotes miu le'el perish b'kuntris. Rashi says shehaya mazmino b'peh l'chach. Rashi says there's a requirement to somehow designate that dirt below. Even if there already is dirt, you have to be mazmin it. That's the din according to Rashi. So what's machlokas, whether or not you have to mazmin the dirt there beforehand or you don't have to? So we discussed early in the morning that there's a machlokas whether or not you count the mitzvah of shechita in Kisei Adam as two different mitzvahs or one mitzvah. The Rambam counts two mitzvahs. Shechita is one, Kisei Adam is a second one, and the Zohar Kiyah says there's only one mitzvah, Kisei Adam. So he said in the morning, one way to explain it is because he thinks Shechita is a matir, and therefore there is no need to count it. But the other explanation, which I mentioned as well, is that maybe the Zohar Kiyah thinks that Shechita and Kisei Adam are really one of the same mitzvah, and Kisei Adam is a gemar Shechita. He asked the question why he calls it Shechita as opposed to Kisei Adam, but the fact that he lumps them together may indicate that there's a connection. All right, so that's to start off. But it's much clearer if you take a look in the Rush. Look in the Rush in the back in the Simen Vav. Look at Simen Vav towards the end. It's a long Simen here, not terribly long, but the last few lines, right before Simon Zion, he quotes the Baal Halachos, the Bahad. Kase Baal Halachos, shemechase tchila v'acharkach mivarech. First you cover, and then you say the bracha after doing the mitzvah of Kisei Adam. Very strange thing. We know the Gemara in Sukkah, Gemara in Pesachim, and elsewhere tell us that over litziyasim, you always say the brachas mitzvah prior to the mitzvah. How come here you do the Kisei Adam and the bracha afterwards? That's only true in the beginning of a mitzvah. Aval zo siu mitzvah hi ube'emsa mitzvah eino roi levarach. Here you're in the midst of a mitzvah. You're doing a mitzvah shechita and kisei adam. So to interrupt between shechita and kisei adam and the bracha, that would be a problem. Hilkach mevarach al hashechita kodem haschalas hamitzvah. So you say the bracha of shechita before beginning that two-stage mitzvah, and you say kisei adam after the completion of that two-stage mitzvah, but it's really one mitzvah, just two stages. It's a gemar mitzvah. That's the understanding of the Bahag. A very clear Rush.
Two separate brachas.
Two separate brachas, exactly. The Rush argues, or at least it quotes, the minag olam is ha'olam lo nagu kach mishum dechashivi kisei mitzvah bifnei. Atzma says the Rosh that it's Kisei Adam is considered a mitzvah bifnei Atzma, and therefore the halacha is to say the bracha prior to the Kisui Hadam. So there is an interesting discussion about whether or not one says a Shechianu on the mitzvah of Kisui Hadam. So if you look at, I guess if you guys don't have in front of you the Shulchan Aruch, but Shulchan Aruch in Simen Chaf Ches, there's one Simen in Hilchos Shechita that's dedicated to Kisui Hadam, and that's Simen Chaf Ches. So in Sif Beis, the Rama writes, Misha Shachar Pam Harishon. The person who shechs for the very first time of his life, we saw this also earlier, Mivarech Shechianu ala Kisui Avalo ala Shechita Demazik Libriya. That we don't say Shechianu on the Shechita, because you're damaging, you're destroying, you're killing an animal, so the Shechita doesn't deserve a Shechianu, but the Kisui Hadam does require a Shechianu. That's the din brought down by the Rama. So there's a very long shach here, trying to figure out why is there a need for a Shechianu here. So he gets, I don't want to get too off tangent here, but in general, there's a three times one would say Shechianu. The Tosus in Sukkah talks about it. It's a Gemara in Brachos versus a Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Brachos says a person's kana bais chadash, kana kelim chadash, you say a Shechianu for a new mitzvah, a simcha. Simcha. Whenever it's a simcha, one says a Shechianu. And the Gemara in Erevin says anything that's man lizman, something comes from time to time, like on Yantif, you say a Shechianu because of zman, either because of simcha or because of zman. That's the simple understanding. And then there is another Gemara in Menachos that says whenever you're mechanich, when you do a mitzvah for the very first time, the first time a Kohen would do an avodah, he would bring his mincha, he would say a Shechianu. So the first time you do a mitzvah is a third time. And the Shach goes on figuring out which one does Kisui Hadam fit into. He doesn't like any of these categories here. So it's clear from the Shach that he assumes that Kisui Hadam is a Hechsher mitzvah, it's a Gemari mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah bifnei atzmo, and therefore it doesn't warrant a Shechianu. He doesn't understand the Ramah. But on the side, the Gilead Marsha defends the Ramah and says, no, the Kisui Hadam is a mitzvah bifnei atzmo, and therefore it does require a Shechianu. So again, the need for a Shechianu on Kisui Hadam depends on whether or not Kisui Hadam is a mitzvah bifnei atzmo, or simply a Gemara mitzvah, or a Hechsher mitzvah. Now, typically Hechsher mitzvah you think of before a mitzvah, but you also have this as an example of a Hechsher mitzvah after the mitzvah has been complete. They talk about it. Tefillin and tzitzis, all the posts talk about it on the side here about those different mitzvahs, whether one should or should not, and there seems to be a steer in how we paskin. So that's, a large, those who want to do this as a chabur, it's a very good chabura. It's not straight out of the Gemara, but it's a very interesting topic in terms of shechianus in these three areas of mitzvahs. Now there's another Gilead Marasha, which is also very interesting. He writes there in Kisui Hadam, he says, there's a difference between Kisui Hadam, the bracha of Kisui Hadam, and the bracha of a birchas hashchita. What's the difference? Dala kisui she'eno hechsher ochel tzarech levarech meumar. You need to stand up for the bracha of kisui. Take a look at the Magen Avraham in the Or Chaim. What's he talking about here? So there's a din. Whenever a person says a birchas hamitzvah, so the halacha is you have to stand up for a birchas hamitzvah. Anyone know the source of that? It's based on? What? Bikurim is that you stand up for a mitzvah itself, but not necessarily a birchas hamitzvah. It's based on what? Not Kiddush is Eidus. Kind of Kiddush Levana. No, that does say Tzarech Lameimer L'Umar. It does say because you're Makabel Pnei Hashchina. That's true. But not because of Birchas HaMitzvah. Kiddush Levana is not a Birchas HaMitzvah. It's based on Sfiras HaOmer. It's a din to stand up for Sfiras HaOmer. It says the word Kama in the Pasuk, Lakum, to stand up. And they use that as the Makor, that all Birchas HaMitzvahs you need to stand up. Fine. So the Magen Avraham writes that when it comes to a woman saying a bracha of hafrashas chala, she doesn't need to stand up because hafrashas chala is a matir. And a matir is not a birchas hamitzvah, you only stand for birchas hamitzvah. So says the Gilead Marasha here, that when it comes to kisui, you don't need to stand up. You don't need to stand up for it. Because a kisui, he thinks, I'm sorry, the way around. He says, Kisui, since it's not a Hechsher Achila, since it's not a Matir, you do have to stand up because it is a Birchas Mitzvah. So I saw in a Sefer that he thought that perhaps if you assume that a Kisui Hadam is simply a completion of the Shechita, a Gemar Shechita, maybe you would be able to sit down, because if Shechita itself is a Matir, then Kisui Hadam as a Gemar of that would also be a Matir, so then you could perhaps sit down for saying the Bracha of Kisui Hadam. But if you assume Kisui Hadam is a birchas mitzvah, it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, it's not a matir anything, then one would have to stand up for saying the bracha of Kisui Hadam. Take a look back in the Gemara now. Pei Dalad Amud Beis. The Gemara halfway down the Amud says, it's the first word on the line is Ha'olam. If you look at the Tosas Kisoy, it's like eight lines down from Kisoy. It says, Darash Rav Ina Apischa de Bei Reish Kalusa. Once he was darshaning at the entranceway to the Reish Kalusa's house, Ha'shochet L'chola B'Shabbos Chayv L'chassos. Let's say a chola is sick and needs something to eat. There's no meat. It needs meat to make him strong. You're allowed to shecht. It's completely mutter. It's pikuach nefesh. So what happens after you the shechit? You're shechting an oaf. Just to make sure it's clear that you saw the first mishnah, only chay and oaf is chay and kisei adam. A behema is not chay and kisei adam. So if you shecht a chay or oaf on Shabbos, there's a mitzvah to kisei hadam on Shabbos as well. So look at Rashi writes. Rashi writes, Chayv L'chassos. It's around 20 narrow lines down in Rashi. Chayv L'chassos, D'cheven D'nidna Shabbos L'dchos Eitel Shchita Zu Nidches L'chol Mitzvasa Shel Shchita Zu. One is a heter to shecht it. So all the mitzvahs of Shchita are permitted. Meaning he's explaining why Kisui Adam is allowed on Shabbos. Again, listen to the language. L'chol mitzvosa, nidches l'chol mitzvosa shel shchita zu. That kisui adam is attached to the mitzvah of shchita. So one shchita, everyone agrees, is certainly permitted. So then the gemar shchita, which is attached to the mitzvah of shchita itself, is permitted as well.
It sounds like it's a separate mitzvah because all the other mitzvahs are permitted, not that the rest of this mitzvah. It's anything else that's included, seeming that it's separate, but you're allowed because it's...
This is l'chol mitzvosa shel shchita zu, all the mitzvah of the shchita. The Chassam, not mine, Chassam Sofer makes this diak from Rashi. He thinks it's clear from Rashi. No, it's, you could argue, and that's fine. But it seems pretty clear that Kisei Adam is considered attached to the mitzvah of Shechita. Ramban doesn't like this. Ramban says it doesn't make any sense. He says, how is it possible? Kisei Adam requires digging. You need to dig. It's a violation of Choresh. You're digging. So how could you violate the Nisa Deraisa? How can Issa Deraisa of mitzvah of Kisei Adam and Aseh be doche and Aseh and Los Aseh of Shabbos? So Ramban's very assumption is assuming that Kisei Adam is not a continuation of Shechita. Again, he asks the question. He says, Kashali, v'ha Shabbos Aseh v'los Aseh, v'ein Aseh de Kisei doche osan. So that very question assumes that the Kisei Adam is an independent mitzvah from the Shechita. How does the Ramban learn this Gemara? He says it must be referring to that you already had a Dekar Nuts. I know you wanted to learn a Be'er this month. So Dekar Nuts, the first Mishnah tells us, and Daf Be'er is there, if it's a Dekar Nuts, and dirt's already prepared from beforehand. Meaning you don't have to do any Chafi'ah Choresh. There's already soft dirt there. There's only an Issim or their Bonin of Muktzah. And then we say, if it's for Muktzah, then you're allowed to violate Muktzah to cover the blood for the Shechita. But if there's no offer Tichoach around, says the Ramban, you can't do a real charisha and violate a melacha deraisa just to do kisui adam. So the Ramban assumes that kisui adam is completely separate from the shechita, while Rashi thinks that the kisui adam is a continuation, and seemingly you would be able to even do a real charisha in order to dig up the dirt to perform the mitzvah of kisui adam on the shechita when there's a chola.
According to the Ramban, if you didn't have a dafir notes, would you still be able to shech for the chola? You just wouldn't do kisui adam?
Yeah, piyuch nefesh, nothing would get in the way of that, yeah. Okay, there's another halacha in Shulchan Aruch, and this is in Siman Yud Tes. The Shulchan Aruch is talking about a person interrupts and speaks in between the brachas. So Siman Yud Tes, Siv Dalad. Shulchan Aruch writes that Tzarech li zahir miladaber bein bracha l'shchita b'davar she'enu metzarechei ha'shchita. Like any other bracha, you can't interrupt between the bracha and the ma'isa mitzvah. You say the bracha on Netzias Lulav, you shouldn't speak until you've shaken the Lulav. You say bracha on Tefillin, you shouldn't speak until putting on Tefillin. So Shechita is no different. Vim Daber, if you do speak, Tzarech Levarech Pamacher, you need to say new bracha. Aval, but, Mutter Ledaber Bein Shechita Le Kisui. That you're allowed to interrupt. Mikom Akom Tov Shelo Ledaber. Best not to. So he's figuring out, well, is Kisui a continuation of Shechita, or is it separate? So he says the halacha is, really, it's separate. And that's why you're allowed to speak in between the Shechita and the Kisui. The Kisui Adam is a mitzvah bifnei atzma. But lichachila, we should be choshish for those risharim who hold that it's a continuation, and therefore ideally one should not speak. And the Taz speaks this out as well, this inyan that it's a mitzvah bifnei atma. That's why you're allowed to, but we should be machmir for those who think it's a gemar shchita. Now listen to this very interesting diak between the Tur and the Rambam. Whose mitzvah is it to do the kisui adam? So the Torah writes, it's really based on the Gemara that we saw here in Pei Gimel Mabez, the Torah writes, HaShochet Chayv Of Tzarech Lechazes Damo, the one who's doing the Shechita, it's his mitzvah. The Rambam writes, though, in Hilchos Shechita Perek Yudal, that's where all the halachas of Kisui Adam are, Mitzvah Asay Lechazes Dam, Shechita Shechaya Tehora. Who's the mitzvah on?
Everyone.
Everyone. Doesn't say HaShochet, he says Mitzvah Asay Lechazes Dam. And he says later on at the end of Halacha Tezvav, in the same parak, Halacha Tezvav, he says, Misha Shachat Hu Yichase, the one who does Shechita, he should cover it. Shenemar V'chiseu Ba'afar. V'mlo Chiseu V'ra'u Acher, someone else sees it, Chayv L'chasos, Shezu Mitzvah B'fnei Atzma, Veina Tluya B'shochet Levad. So clear from the Rambam that it's a Mitzvah B'fnei Atzma, and it's incumbent upon everyone to do the Kisei Dam. The guy who's shechling it, it's his first obligation because he's the one who created the scenario. But if not him, anyone else is allowed to, even though it's going to be completely divorced from the ma'aseh shechita and the shochet, there is still a mitzvah. Now, I don't think the Torah would argue on that. I think the Torah would have to agree that if the shochet doesn't do the kisei dam, someone else would have to do the kisei dam. But it's just clear from the Rambam, his emphasis that we view the kisei dam as something completely independent. Okay, so there is a... There's a mitzvah, the kisei dam has nothing to do with the heter achila. If one does a proper shechita, if it never gets covered the blood, it's still mutter. Kisei dam is a whole other inyan, completely separate. Now, there's a steer in the Rush. I don't want to get too involved in that, but the Rush in two places, and if you look in the back, when he, as you go through the parak, he does mention in two places that that even though he paskined, that Kisui Adam was a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, and therefore you say bracha prior, there are two places where the Rush does write in this parak that the Kisui Adam is actually the gemar shechita. So there's a steer within the Rush that the many achronim are trying to figure out what's pshat in the Rush. Now, let's bring it back to this Tosos we started off with. The Tosos had a machlokas between Rashi and Tosos whether or not there's a mitzvah to be mazmin to set aside the afar that was below. So I saw Rav Asher Weiss has a very interesting chapir in explaining what's pshat in whether or not you have to be placing the mazmin afar below or no. It's as long as there's afar there, you don't have to set it aside. If there's afar, great. If there's no afar, then you'll bring it in. So he says that it's possible to say that this machlokus, whether or not you have to set aside the afar below or not, it depends on whether or not the mitzvah of kisoy is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo or to gemar shechita. He says, if you assume that the the shechita and kisoy is considered one mitzvah, so then it makes more sense that the dirt itself below is also part of the mitzvah kisoy. That during the shas of shechita, you have to already have that dirt already prepared beforehand. That's what he's mechadesh. Okay, I'm not sure if this is so clear within Rashi Tosfos, but he says, Rashi who requires you to be mazmin, the dirt lemata, so now when you do shechita, it's already prepared, he has a stronger connection between the kisui adam and the shechita, which would be Rashi l'shitaso by the case of shochet b'shabbos. Rashi says that a kisui adam is part of the shechita. But if you assume like Tosfos, that there's no need to be mazmin anything, so then he assumes then if you do the shechita, who cares if the kisui dam isn't prepared beforehand? As long as there's kisui that's there, and you're doing the offer afterwards on top, you have fulfilled the mitzvah. So again, I don't know if it's so clear. It's certainly interesting, but I'm not convinced. But that's what he suggests. You know, let's just stop here. I'm going to stop earlier here because I see that the chaver seems a little weak now. We'll stop here a little early. But keep in mind that if you want to take a look at the Rush, those tears in the Rush, there's a Taz and Simen Chav Chesed talks about this, and Rav Soloveitchik also tries to figure out how exactly to reconcile between these different Rushes. Okay, so we'll stop here. And tomorrow you're going to give on something. Right? Okay. And again, if anyone knows yet, if they want to...